Hi, it's the Reed here, and, wait a second! Is that a dead guy at my front door? What's with dead people nowadays? Where's the respect? Back in your box, bitch! This is the Drudge Report report for the 9th of October 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and while my physique mimics that of a horny schoolgirl, my brain also leaves a lot to be desired. When you look like a haggard witch from Nazi Germany, from one of those alternate reality comics, don't expect the reception to be kind when visiting your benign victim. In fact, Merkel is a witch from Germany, and her visit to Greece for 6 hours today was preceded by protesters wearing Nazi Germany uniform. Don't tell me Merkel won't get wet over that. Stop it! It's making her horny! The moment she takes her clothes off is game over for Greece. As for the actual substance of this news story, citizens take blame to her for the 200 million euros of loans to the country via the EU IMF, when the people would just prefer their sovereignty. Gotta love the substance. Obama may have just given away the election due to his poor debate performance. I suggested he go white-faced, but he didn't want to offend all 0% of the clown population. Maybe he should have lighted up a quick joint on stage to win over some of the station rats who also like his welfare policies. The debate alone gave Romney more than a 12-point swing in his favour, even taking the lead in national opinion over the economy and national security. At merely 34% approval back in July, Romney has skyrocketed to 67% of strong candidates support, while Obama only managed to budge from 60% to 68%, the black man's demise. North Korea have said that they have missiles that can reach the US. Oh, that's a great thing to tell the world superpower. Listen, buddy, we could probably hit you with a missile. That sounds like great fun, doesn't it? But I guess it has its uses. Maybe they can circle a missile around South Korea just to scare them for a couple of days. Although, judging by the reality, I'm surprised weaponry hasn't become a national dish for the starved nation. This gunpowder chowder tastes like sex for the mouth. Talk about a kinky, yet edible lubricant. The Reed's got you covered. The Michigan Hybrid Battery Plant, which received $150 million of taxpayer funds, built for the sole purpose to churn out lithium-ion batteries for the Chevy Volt, has been forced to cut work via rotating furloughs due to a lack of demand for lithium-ion cells. Ah yes, Stalin's central planning madness at its worst. We want more electric cars. We build 1 million. It's like we're so desperate to prolong any sort of decent recovery through default that we're willing to further destroy the future by getting into more debt now. Actually, that makes sense. Jerry Sandusky, the ex-Pennsylvania State University assistant football coach, convicted of sexually abusing children, was sentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison. Rotten hell, buddy. Not that the Obama-induced version is any different. The world's first supersonic space jump has been aborted, with the attempt to jump from the edge of space down to Earth. If all were to go well, he would have been the first man to go supersonic, mind you, without any propulsion aid, 23 miles within the atmosphere. However, high winds were due to blame, and maybe the odd aeroplane down below, you nutter. This is insanity, but good luck to this well-intentioned man. You're an inspiration to society, and hope for others to achieve more than mediocrity. This man would scoff at my Xbox Live Achievement Point collection. Mostly because I don't have an Xbox. In an ABC interview, First Lady Michelle Obama has said that she rarely ventures into the West Wing to dispense policy advice to her husband. As a black woman myself, I completely understand. We're one of the most statistically disadvantaged demographics, and with a heart as strong as yours, I thank you for your courage. Bitch, please! Talk about publicity spin! She said his plans to run for the presidency could have been quickly thwarted early if she didn't agree to it, but said,
"Would I want to be the one who stood in the way of this person potentially running the country?"
Yes! She wouldn't want to deny the world's greatest leader for the greatest country on Earth. What is Obama feeding her? Xanax? Cortisone? Squalamine? Methotrexate? Prozac? Ketamine? Glucotrol? Celebrex? It's like I'm reading the unnecessary cures for the Obama-induced insanity. AP have posted an unflattering picture of Romney bending over in what has been cited as complete sensationalism from a respected news source, going against their code of ethics. The picture depicts Romney bending over with a somewhat constipated face, with a girl behind to his right, gasping at what looks like his white suburban ass. The photo even suggests that he's not even wearing any pants, and that she's staring at the most overpriced nutsack since Ronald Reagan. But I don't see the big deal. I'm worried about the girl. With her mouth open, it's prime for photoshopping a couple of poorly timed innuendo. Obama has said that, "I very much intend to win this election, but we're only going to do it if everybody is almost obsessive for the next 29 days. Gee, dude, we've been putting up with your crap for the past 4 years. Do you really think we need more incompetence? Yes, let's all embrace the Obama way of doing things. Let's all max out on our credit cards and get into massive debt. Let's all drink coffee the Obama way by spilling it everywhere and calling it progress. Here's a real plan. Let's all critically think for once and realize that this is nothing more than one sick joke. Don't be sucked in by the words of a teleprompter. These words will strangle you, not love. Just ask Michelle Obama. A Georgian woman who claimed to be 132 years old, making her the world's oldest human being ever, unfortunately has died. The retirement home are relieved after she managed to outlive all five of her past carers. Obama has unveiled a new ad mocking Romney and Wall Street through the Sesame Street character Big Bird after recent comments that he was going to cut funding for PBS. I kid you not, it actually watches like a really good comedy sketch. It's that stupid and nonsensical, but seriously, it's Saturday Night Live worthy. I guess Obama's new career for when Romney is elected. It turns out that one-fifth of US adults have no religious affiliation, and that this figure is rapidly rising. In the last 5 years alone, the unaffiliated have increased from just over 15% to just under 20% of all US adults. Cop that one, Christianity! I'm sure Jesus was a great guy, but does he compare to yourself? I mean, why believe in a guy who lived 2,000 years ago when you have yourself to look forward to? When you masturbate to that picture of your high school sweetheart some 15 years ago in your broken down apartment in a Texas hellhole, do you do it for Jesus or do you do it because you're messed up in the head? Actually, it's probably because you're messed in the head. She died in a car crash some 15 years ago and you haven't been able to let it go. Well, it's more the fact that you've been touching yourself to the same five pictures every day. Talk about real commitment. It's worse than if you'd actually gotten married. We dedicate this story to Princess Diana. Tug on! Gambia's president has said that dozens of HIV/AIDS patients have been cured using his secret concoction of boiled herbs, announcing that 68 patients had been cured and discharged from a treatment center, finding the natural remedy to cure AIDS in 2007. The World Health Organization and the United Nations have said that the HIV/AIDS treatment is alarming because patients are required to cease their antiretroviral drugs, making them more prone to infection. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Gee, I'm sick of saying Obama's name so many times. I think it's given my tongue gangrene. Well, it could be the 5 packs of smokes a day, but that's just crazy. It's the 1950s, and I couldn't be healthier. This is the Drudge Report for the 9th of October, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and, you know, I'd just like to thank Chavez for not killing me yesterday. It just turns out he found a gun on my driveway and he wanted to alert me of the danger. I mean, he shot me repeatedly, but accidents happen.